Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Empowered Living with Anne O'Brien podcast. I'm your host, Anne O'Brien, and for the next 33 minutes, you'll hear dialogue on how to find your version of empowered living when it comes to love, money, sex, health, career, and more. I'll be sharing interviews with amazing experts in these areas, and I'll guide you in meditations and creative practices you can take into your life. If you enjoy this podcast, please subscribe, rate, and review it, and go to anneobrienliving.com to sign up for lots more resources, including free meditations, videos, special offers, and events. Now, here we go. Today's episode is about living your destiny. And what does that really mean? Have you ever felt that real sweet spot in life of feeling like you're really on the right track, like you're making a difference in the world, or your relationship is really the right thing to do, or your family, you just feel completely where you're meant to be? Or have you felt sometimes like, what is going on with my life? Like, how did I end up here? I thought I was going this way. I've always wanted this. Or I thought I was going to be X, Y, and Z as when I grew up. And now I'm doing this and I'm living this. And whoa, you know, how do I know? And this is something that I work with many clients. And my guest expert today, Lisa Greenfield, is going to talk about too. How do I know if I'm on the right track and it's just meant to be hard, if I'm just learning lessons here, or am I on the wrong track, so to speak? How do you know? And how do you really line up with your destiny? And how do you have the right attitude that even when life isn't going to get easier, maybe you're not meant to have it easier, but you can have it easier because of your attitude, if that makes sense. So I was just talking to a client today, and I could see she's a very sensitive, very beautiful soul that's, you know, very receptive, big heart, and she's in a job that's super high stress. And I have several of these clients. And I can see, you know, in this particular woman, like, wouldn't it be nice if she could just do something that was easier, that, you know, served her softer nature? And yet every time I've looked at it, I've seen this is actually where you're meant to be, that this job is actually completely on your path, and yeah, it's hard, and I wish I could tell you it's going to get easier soon, but it's not. And with that said, it can get easier once we learn the lessons and embrace the lessons. So sometimes it's about, ooh, this job is triggering a childhood wound that I'm here to overcome, or this job is making me feel the strength in my being. And sometimes it's a relationship. You know, I've certainly been through relationship challenges where it's like, what am I doing? You know, logic says I should leave this relationship, but then I know in my bones, you know, I'm meant to be here, and I've grown in my power because of it. So we all have stuff in our lives. For some of you, it's family. For some of you, it's health, where it seems like it's unfair. It might seem like the world is against you. It might seem like you've done something wrong, that you failed, that you're not where you think you should be. And I have a lot of clients that talk to me about that. I can't tell you how many times. And the number is different depending on the client. Well, I'm 28 years old. Well, now I'm 35 years old. Well, now I'm 40 years old. Well, now I'm 50 years old. And I thought it would be blah, 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 blah. And, you know, in every single case, no matter what the number they tell me is, I'm like, well, I can see that there's so much ahead of you. I can see that everything that led up to this point was completely useful and perfect. And I'm getting goosebumps just talking here about it. I see a lot of times on people, with people on the spiritual path, there's this pitfall we run into of thinking, thank God I fixed that and I cleared that and now I'll never do that again. Thank God I got rid of that, whether it was got rid of that relationship, got rid of that person, got rid of that health issue. Thank God I'm not doing that old behavior. Thank God, even if an addiction, which is obviously not good, you know, my dad will say, well, thank God, you know, people who drink are idiots. Well, he used to drink, right? So there can be, and not to say he should start again, you know, God bless him, but there can be this thing where we just completely reject and resist things that we had in our past. And that to me is a big pitfall because we're always separating. When we do that, we're always separating and we don't have compassion in those moments. We don't have compassion for ourselves. We don't have compassion for others as much. And when we're in that space of separation, there's a real disconnection. And the whole point of destiny really is to feel connected. And so I like to think of it, and I know Lisa, my guest expert, Lisa Greenfield, today is going to talk to you a lot about this. She's so brilliant. I loved this interview. about, it's really about integration. It's really about marrying these different parts of us, the parts in our past that were hard, that were challenging, that we've overcome, the parts that are still hard, that we're overcoming now, or that we can't even make sense of now. Marrying those parts of ourselves and our lives with the parts that are beautiful and where we know we're really strong and where we're so proud, and really having all that and feeling that pride and feeling that encouragement and self-worth, and also having that compassion for ourselves in those tough places that we went through or are in the middle of. So destiny isn't cut and dry, and it's not about one job either. We talk a lot about this today. So where some people that I've worked with have come to me and said, you know, I remember one guy in particular, this story was, he came to me for a reading, and his big question was, am I going to get the promotion that I'm up for? And I didn't know who, you know, what he did. I had just met the guy. And I was like, okay, and he was young, he's like mid-20s. And I said, well, as I looked clairvoyantly, I could see, well, you know what, you don't like your job, do you? And he's like, oh, you know, it's like busted. He's like, well, yeah, I guess we can talk about that. And I was like, okay, well, what do you want to do? And his job that he had was as a mechanic. And the reason he was doing a job as a mechanic is because everybody in his family, or all the men in his family, I think, had been mechanics. And so that was just what he was used to. And his expectation was he would continue that. But what he really wanted to do was make video games and do creative things. And so I was like, okay, well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about how you can clear up that programming and then start to move into really your joy. And so when we talk about destiny and purpose, I'm sure there's a part of the whole mechanic life that informs him now doing creative work. You know, maybe there's a way he puts things together creatively that's integrating it. But it's not about, am I going to get this or that? It's not about an external answer of this is what you're supposed to be. For most of us on this personal growth path, on a path of spiritual awakening, we know that there's more than what we've been told. We know that there's more than our programming. We want to be more than what we were, you know, thinking we're supposed to be. And so that's where I see people feeling like they're off track, is because they're just doing what they think they're supposed to do, and they know there's more. So that's what I love to do. I love to help people find the more, find the permission inside themselves to move outside the box. And yet at the same time, we have to embrace the box. We have to embrace everything we've come from. And with that, there is so much beauty. And I do a lot with ancestral clearing as well, where we look back. And when I find somebody's really stuck, I see, oh, we can send some light back into the lineage, because often everybody that went before them in the family was stuck in that area on a certain belief system, and often has nothing to do with vocation. You know, in this man's case, it had to do with being a mechanic. But for a lot of people, it's not about which job you do. It's really an attitude. Like my client today was feeling isolated, was feeling separate, was feeling disconnected. And I saw that in her family of origin, she felt very disconnected. The family really was protecting the kids and the family, so they didn't have a lot of outside influence, and so she made herself small and she hid out in her room a lot, and that was coming up. Even though that's not her life now on the external level, she lives in a bigger city, it's really this feeling of, ooh, here I am in a place where I am in a position where I could really show up and be all that I can be and shine my light, and yet I still feel small and I still feel disconnected. What's that about? And really coming into our destiny is clearing up all those old patterns that keep us from experiencing the beauty of what we already have. Clearing up those belief systems, clearing up those stuck emotions, those habits that are causing us to repeat the same challenging thing over and over and over. And Lisa will talk to you about that beautifully. We're meant to be challenged, but we're not meant to beat our head against the same wall for decades. So if you're doing that, listen close as we get into today's interview. And at the end of the interview, stay tuned, because I will be sharing with you a meditation with two things you're going to get out of this meditation. One is to discover, are you on track in your life? Are you lined up with your destiny now or not? And then to clear, the second thing you'll get is to clear those limiting programs, beliefs, emotions, and habits that are keeping you from your destiny, and that are keeping you not only from your career or path that you're supposed to be on, but really from experiencing the best of it and the best of yourself within the life that you've got. So thank you so much for tuning in today. and I'm going to bring on Lisa.
I am here with Lisa Greenfield of Truth in Hand. We're going to talk to Lisa today about how to live an empowered life by following your unique destiny. So I'm excited. I'm here. You all can't see her, but I get to look at her on Skype and feel like I'm visiting with a friend today. Lisa's somebody I've known many years and has shared many wise insights with me. So I am honored to share her with you today. Lisa Greenfield is the founder and CEO of truthinhand.com. She helps achievers shift unwelcome patterns so they can experience more love and success without painfully repeating outgrown patterns. Lisa brings a lifetime of experience reading well over 20,000 hands from around the globe. Her readings include iconic film stars, rock stars, international CEOs, television personalities, and people just like you. Lisa has an unparalleled history in hand analysis that helps you to uncover your untapped potential and rich personal resources to get you into the life you want to live. Okay, Lisa, that's quite the intro. Thank you for being here.
Always, always a pleasure. You know, my heart leaps with joy when I get time with Anne.
That's great. So Lisa, tell us about your work and especially how do you help people find and live their destiny?
Thank you, Anne. I love to talk about this because it's one of those places where we've all had that stuck feeling in our life. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a universal. Everybody at some point or another has been in that place where it's like, you know, I want this and I've got this instead. And it's like, oh boy. What's amazing about that is starting with your hands, and of course, you know, there's a couple of other tools that I use, but it's an intuitive picture that emerges. But our biology gives us a tremendous amount of information about where that challenge, where that stuck place can actually be an amazing express escalator up to our highest destiny, our gift that we're here to contribute. And it's an understanding where what is actually going on with the challenges and where those access points to your gifts are buried in the challenges that can make it a whole lot more fun to get up and do your day.
So how do the hands show our destiny? And is that something that's set in stone or does that evolve throughout our lives?
Well, our fingerprints are wired into us before we're born, and short of criminal behavior or an occasional stylist who keeps their hands in chemicals all the time, to have them your whole life.
Your fingerprints.
Your fingerprints. So that is your destiny point.
Cool.
That is the one thing that will not change.
Interesting.
All right? But now how you play it out, all of the lines and the shape in your hands, all of those shapes and pads and crevices, those can shift and change as you shift and change to reflect the additional resources and life that you take in.
Right.
But they still give you tremendous insight as far as what is designed to help you right now,
right,
based on those lines, based on those shapes.
Your unique strategy for success or your tendencies to watch out for. Does it say your purpose? I mean, can you look at somebody's hand and say you're meant to be a teacher or you're meant to be a counselor? I've been told those things. Like, how do you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes, those things are there in the hands, but your destiny, your fingerprints, some people wanted, there was one woman who came to me and it took her 2 years. She finally circled back. She was so frustrated the first time we did her destiny reading.
Sure.
She wanted to, she was trying to make a career change and she wanted butcher, baker, candlestick maker. It's like, tell me a category.
I totally know that one. Yeah.
It's like, just give me the right answer.
Yes.
And fortunately, in the moment, I was not going to give her that because her destiny was all wrapped into following the breadcrumbs and trusting her intuition. And sure enough, 2 years later of, wrestling a bit with this, she said it wound up being so helpful because when she kept beating her head against a wall, she kept remembering part of her destiny was she couldn't get it wrong as long as she trusted her gut intuition.
Interesting. And that's why I bring you into the Empowered Life program, because it's not about, our listeners, looking to somebody like Lisa and I to tell you what to do. It's really about us, coaching you to find your own truth.
Exactly. And you know what, Anne, that's one of the things that I think is so key about you and your program, because I'm very selective about my time these days.
Yeah.
But you're the gift that keeps on giving, because you want to be that rising tide that lifts all boats.
Yes.
You want to feel how powerful they are for themselves.
Yeah. Yeah. So you not only would tell somebody which direction to go towards their destiny, but show them, point out, and speak to those patterns that are stopping them so they can look them in the eye and go, oh yeah, that's not true now. That doesn't have to run the show.
Yes, exactly.
Is there something you can share right now so listeners can look at their hand and go, oh, I know, I just learned something about myself?
Absolutely. The heart line is the top line on your hand for a reason. Okay, it's the one that starts underneath your pinky and it rolls across and it ends usually under either the middle finger or your pointer finger.
Yeah.
Now, if that heart line stops under the inside finger, it doesn't make it past the midway point between your birdie finger and your pointer finger. If your heart line stops under that, if it stays lower, you know, not up by the fingers, then you are Earth, which is, that is one of the strongest manifestors,
okay.
But you need to have time and patience and repetition in order to learn best, in order for your best environment.
Yeah.
If it curves up towards the fingers, and it doesn't have to get all the way to the fingers, but within, you know, a close distance to the top of the hand, then you are air. Then you do best being able to, you know, this is the geekdom in me. And it's like, okay, this is where you eat information the way other people eat food. You need to feed yourself lots of information in order to feel good and to feel safe.
So
all right.
Interesting.
Yep. Now the other two quadrants is if that heart line, that top line again, horizontal, mostly horizontal line, if it stretches over and it lands under that first finger, heart line stretches over and ends under that first finger. Anywhere under the midline between the two, the pointer finger and the middle finger. So anytime it's like that, I like to call it the state line. When that you cross that state line, you're in that pointer finger region. Then what you have is, if it stays lower, in other words, it doesn't curve up towards the top of the hands. If it stays lower, then you're somebody who needs to be in really kind space. You need people who are supportive, people who are connected, people who will let you take your time, because you have peaks and you have valleys as far as learning something.
Okay.
It's ebb and flow.
Yeah.
That's safe space for you to learn. Now, if it curls up towards the fingers, you are my rapid fire learners, and you can jump from, you know, information to information to information. And like air, you need a certain amount of fuel for the fire, but your fuel is different. Whereas if it curves up under the middle finger, you need data.
Yeah.
If it curves up under that first finger, you require praise, applause, recognition, and respect.
Uh-huh.
Because you're out there pushing the envelope. You're out there, you know, exploring the boundaries, and it doesn't always turn out the way you think it does.
Right.
You have to have validation to keep that fire burning. And the struggle is meant to build up muscle to help you achieve what you long for.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't know enough about the struggle, you can spend a lot more time there and have a lot less fun.
Wow. So it's a good idea to learn about our struggle so we can move through it.
Absolutely. It's like, you know, drafting. If you're behind, you know, if you can fall in behind somebody who's got some momentum in your blind spot or in your challenge, you can get a lot further with less resistance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it can help refine what tools are going to serve you best.
Right. Right. Yeah. I have heard and I've seen many times that our greatest challenges in life lead us to our destiny.
Absolutely. The difference is, again, how long you want to spend in the challenge.
In the challenge part.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I'm all for building muscle, but if you've been spending all day, every day at the gym benching 450 mentally, maybe you're overprepared.
I love that. So I wanted to ask you about destiny and karma or fate. Like, how much do you think, we talked about the hands can be, you know, change over time. What are your views on destiny versus karma? Where do these things intersect? Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And I believe we have I think it's marvelous that we now know that your hands, there's a tremendous amount of change that can be reflected. When you think and feel and act on something in a new way, you literally see your hands changing.
Right.
I know for a fact we interact with our information and the world around us, and we are continuing to shape it. Now, there are some, whether you want to call it destiny or karma, there's almost like major map points in our life that are going to have a flavor to them.
Yes.
And I believe they've come in as like non-negotiables.
Cycles, you know, in our lives.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, you know, some people, you know, they came in to go through a particular struggle,
right,
and going to go through that struggle no matter what.
Yes.
The difference is, again, how big or how small, how difficult or how much, you know, alignment. It's like, look at Mandela, Nelson Mandela. I mean, going to jail for 30 years, mm-hmm, part of his karmic agreement. But what he did with it is he walked out of jail and changed the world.
Yeah, wow, goosebumps. It's really about turning to the universe and recognizing if we are on the right track, the universe is going to meet us halfway.
Oh, even more. The universe will come 75% of the way. I like
right.
to look at it as a seed. Your job is to break through the outer covering.
Yeah.
The earth is going to do its job. The water is going to do its job. The sun is going to do its job. Your job is to break through the shell of resistance and be open to all the rich, nourishing things coming your way. Because nobody stands over a plant and says, well, you should have added a few leaves today. You know, you're a little behind schedule for blooming here.
Awesome, Lisa. Well, thank you so much. I hope you all have enjoyed listening. I've learned a lot.
Thank you. It's always a joy and a privilege to see you. So thanks again for the work that you do. We've got a better planet because of it.
Oh.
All right. So we're going to do a little meditation now, and I invite you to explore this with me. We're going to check out how much you're on track with your destiny. Can't promise that this is going to show you what job you should have, or, you know, which way you should go, north or south, whatever the case may be. However, I know that this will help you feel into and really discover whether you're on track, how much you're on the right path right now, and then move away all those roadblocks, any obstacles that are keeping you either from being on the right path or from really making the most of the path you have and having your challenges perhaps with more grace and ease. And I really want that for you. So if you are game for this, I invite you to find a place to do this meditation where you can close the door, you know, turn off all your distractions, your devices, and all that stuff, and really give this time to yourself for the next 10 minutes. And inhale and exhale, just closing your eyes. And you can sit, stand, or lie down, by the way. I actually, for this one, I prefer that you sit or stand because we are going to do something where you're going to look up above your head, and I'll explain that in a minute. But sitting or standing, sitting if you're tired, standing if you want to maybe move your body a little bit and feel your physicality, that can be really good too. All right, so on your exhale, go ahead and imagine an anchor dropping down from your tailbone, or a big tree trunk, or a big waterfall. So however you do it, start to just root in to Mother Earth. You can feel roots growing out of your feet, if that makes sense for you, if that resonates. You can feel your tailbone just dropping down, your hips getting heavy. And imagine even 70% of your energy goes from the navel down. So you have 30% of your energy from the navel up. And then drop a little bit more of it down into your legs, your pelvis, your feet, just for now. Just as a practice, because most of us are so far up and above our heads. Like, oh yeah, whew, body, earth, okay. So another benefit of this is you can exhale out any burdens you've been holding that you're ready to release. You can exhale out any heaviness that you don't need to hold anymore. Any confusion that's not yours. So oftentimes when we feel confused about our destiny, we're actually feeling other people's desires or programming. Maybe their fears or beliefs are getting in our way of our clarity. So without needing to figure all that out or know what you're holding, just imagine if you're holding any of that type of confusion, drop it down. Let it go down like cosmic recycling into the earth as if it's getting washed with the most beautiful, pure river, as if gravity is just drawing it down out of you, and you get to relax more. Soften your body on the exhale, and sit up taller on the inhale. And then as you sit taller, I invite you to look up in your mind's eye. So again, your eyes are closed. And with your gaze just going up in your imagination, eyes are closed, just look up with your imagination. Imagine you could see above your head. And imagine you could see the image of a golden sun in the sky. And just ask, is this gold sun right above your head, or is the sun you're seeing somewhere to the left or right or forward or back or in your peripheral vision, or is it hard to even find it? Okay, so this sun is going to be a representation of your destiny, of your purpose, of your life path. So just propose that. Okay, so this sun is a representation of my path, and the crown of your head is a representation of what you're lined up with. Like you're the flower reaching towards the sun. Are you having to reach around the corner off into the distance, or are you just stretching and just embracing the light that's right there for you? Okay, so just ask yourself, what do you see? What do you sense? Some of you are going to be very visual and are going to get clear images. Others of you are just going to know the answer. Others of you are going to feel it or have a word or phrase pop into your awareness. And some of you are very creative, like me. I always see more than I'm asked to see, or know more than I'm asked to know. Like, oh yeah, there's that too. So you might see that your sun is, you know, right above your head, and yet it's smaller than it should be, or it could be, so you can make it bigger. Or you might see it's to the right, but it's trying to come your way, and you're going the other way, and you're not looking at it. So those are just ideas. Notice what you notice about the sun and your head. Just take a few breaths and ask what that means to you, and I'll be quiet as you look here. And you can go ahead as you're looking and noticing, know that knowledge is power, that by looking at something, it already starts to change. And you may have already noticed that. And whether you have or you haven't, go ahead and just allow the sun to come more above your head and let it get bigger, or let it just assume its proper size, okay, right above your head. So start to imagine, if I were lined up with my purpose 100% right now and fully embracing it, what would that look like? And go ahead and picture that now and make that so in your mind's eye with your imagination. Just intend it, create it, and decide. And notice how that feels. Things start to shift a little bit there. You know me, I feel a little clearer in my head. So the next part here is to clear any limiting programs, beliefs, roadblocks. So what I want you to do is just imagine if the top of your head is a flower lined up with the sun, the rest of your spine is just like the stem of the flower. And I like you to imagine up and down your spine is, you know, all your emotions, beliefs, habits, you know, your entire nervous system runs up and down your spine. So just imagine you're cleansing out of your spinal column any dark spots. You can look in your mind's eye and ask, is there any darkness within my spinal column? Is there any kink in the line? Is there any blockage in my freedom for everything to flow properly, for me to see clearly, for me to feel fully, for me to relax, for me to express fully? And if you see or sense or make up or know or hear a message about any dark spot or kink in the line, go ahead and imagine just washing, taking the light of that sun, that golden light, letting it pour through the crown of your head and washing through your spinal column, washing through that darkness. Washes through your head, it washes through your neck, washes through your chest, your upper back, through your diaphragm, mid-back, through your low back and low belly, middle of your body, lower body, into the pelvis, hips. And let it just pour that golden light. And then let it go out from your spinal column into anywhere else there's darkness. could be even outside your body in your energetic field, to see all that darkness being washed with the golden light, the light of your purpose, so that your purpose leads the way, that your purpose becomes more important than any drama, your purpose and the focus on your purpose and the pull towards your destiny takes precedence over any drama, any story, any habit, any stuckness. Feel that. Receive that. Embrace that. And if you like, if you're not already standing, and if you are standing, you could just expand your arms above the head. Either way, just stand up, reach your arms up, grab the golden light, and pull it with your hands into your body. And take as long as you like, and just imagine just filling yourself with gold, stretching into the gold. And this may continue throughout your day or night, just letting the darkness be replaced by the gold, by your purpose, by your light. Beautiful. Thanks so much for listening. For a more in-depth experience of what you've heard here, to join me on live calls for deep healing and meditation, for dancing and creative exercises, for personal intuitive feedback on your questions, for a ticket to our live retreat and connection to our amazing community, check out the Empowered Life program. We open registration once each season at the beginning of January, April, July, and October. Learn more at anneobryanliving.com/myempoweredlife. Meanwhile, if you enjoyed today's show, I'd love if you'd subscribe, rate, and review it. That helps others find it and supports me to keep sharing. Much love, shine your light, and I will see you next time.